You are now listening to Out of the Blank.
Welcome to another episode of Out of the Blank podcast. I'm here with my esteemed colleague, Adam Coyle. And Adam Coyle has just landed his dream job of being on my show. Congratulations.
Thank you very much, Robbie. Thanks for having me yet again.
If this is your dream to be on this show, then you have low expectations in the world.
That's the thing. If you keep your expectations low, you can't be disappointed.
Good point. But I always wonder, why, like, for instance, I've been getting back into the Jersey Shore mostly because I look at it like, what is entertainment nowadays? Everything's entertainment. This is entertainment. This could be a number one hit show. We don't even know it.
Aren't you like number one somewhere? You were showing me some figures like
you're in
like
Estonia.
1.5% in Estonia.
It's top 1.5% out of all podcasters on Listen Notes, which I'm like, what do they base their statistics off of? I don't know.
Maybe it's
the number of episodes because I got a crap ton of content. I don't know.
Hey, man, just keep on pumping it out, man.
Get past those rookie numbers. Is that your motivation? is that your motivational quote? Pump those numbers up.
Pump those numbers up, baby.
Well, I mean, they have the Jersey Shore, which is entertainment, which was a big thing for a lot of people, and they're still doing that. Then there was Florida Bama, which is like Florida.
Like Jersey Shore, but like Florida.
Yeah, and it's like the same thing, but more tattoos, more piercings in their ears, less spray tan, and more of like, I like to go and wrestle things.
So more hick stuff.
You can't say
it. It sounds pretty hick. Okay, I forgot. I'm sorry, but it sounds pretty hicky. Sounds okay. It's like the equivalent of going to Barrie, Ontario. How about that? See?
That's a Canadian reference I don't get.
That is. They're pretty. It's on par. It's on par.
Look, we're a family show, so you're going to have to establish yourself as such.
I didn't say any swears.
You're making fun of people that might have a...
Not at all.
So, first of all, that is the biggest misconception about the Southern people, is that people from the South, they say like slower South, like you're slow if you're from the South. That's all because of a tapeworm.
Well, how's that got to do with anything? Tapeworms.
Because a whole entire stigma of that, if you're from the South, you're slower mentally, is because during like when the colonies or whatever you want to call it were first all being formed, all the states, people would go to the West or the South and they would start realizing these people were like fatigued all the time. They were delayed in their speech. They were kind of slower speaking. And they realized, oh, these people, like, I guess the South, you must be slow, which means that you're kind of like an idiot. Like the dodo was known as a stupid bird when they realized the real truth behind it might be that it was so naive because it didn't have any natural predators. Well, the South got this whole misconception that if you're from the South, you're stupid. And it still goes today, but it's all because of a tapeworm. They didn't realize that these people were suffering from a tapeworm that gave you fatigue, gave you slower speech, gave you all these types of things. So you just got labeled basically before anybody really knew the truth.
I would think it was because of the humidity, because that's how I get when it get like, when it gets super humid out here. Oh, I drag my ass big time, man. And not only that, but my bowels.
Oh, dude, come on, man. What are you doing to me?
Oh, man.
You got to wait at least 20 minutes into the show before you can start referencing your bodily functions.
Coming in hot, baby.
I had a past guest. I had a past guest come to Ocean City and we were hanging out and we had crabs and then we had like whiskey. Nothing's worse than smelling like Old Bay and then sweating out peanut butter whiskey. It was like so sick to your stomach, it would make it turn.
Yeah, I bet.
It was good at the moment, but not good afterwards.
No, it's not good. No, because, okay, when I was young, my sister got a little inebriated.
You killed a bunch of people.
and we had to pick her up because we had to go find her too. And, she came into the van and she was sweating out whatever she drank the night before. And God, I had to stick my head out the window because it was so nasty what was coming out of her pores. I don't know what she drank, but it was just disgusting, vile shit. Oh, I said a swear. I'm sorry.
I'll never forget when I was like 13 years old and I went out, and my brother's older than me, and I went out and saw his car in the morning, and I woke him up and I was like, dude, somebody did something to your car. And he's like, what do you mean? He like ran down the steps and goes outside, and he goes, no, that was because of last night. I was like, what? He goes, I had to throw up and I stuck my head out the window, and he got it all over the whole side of his car. I was like, oh, that's not what you want to get. You want to have a fun type of drunk. Like when I was watching Jersey Shore, they're getting so like hammered. They're fighting each other and going out in the party like t-shirt time. Like that's what they would scream. And I'm like, is it, but you don't know how much of reality television, like for instance, I didn't know this about shows. You know, when they clip a reality show or something and it's like, they sound like they say a racial slur, like they'll say like the worst word you can say, like the N-word. That is the worst thing you could possibly say. They don't actually say it. The TV companies were paying people to say, I want you to just say the letter N and then end with the ending letter to that. And they go, what do you mean? He goes, we're going to put a bleep in it to make it sound like you're saying the offensive word. So then all these people that are coming out, like, I never said that word. They made me say this because it was going to get views. Because back in the day, you could get views by doing that. You could say something offensive. It would piss a lot of people off. You get views. Now you say it today, people attack you with sticks and spoons and try and like make you apologize for something you did when you were five, when you associated Barbie as a doll.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a fantastic world we live in, my friend.
So Daniel Tosh, he's got like the best show in the world when it comes to
that. Shit, eh?
No, dude. Okay.
So funny.
So this struck fear into my heart. There was a video that you can look up in New York City. It was about 100 women that were just naked in the middle of the street, just naked. And they were protesting something about, like, I guess probably about boobs or something. And then they were all naked and they all just started screaming like they were being murdered. And it's just a video for like a minute and a half of just women going, like as loud as they possibly can. And Daniel Tosh took it and then he cropped like himself in it with a green screen. And then he got one of his interns to be naked and he walked up and like the girl just starts screaming. He goes, maybe your blood sugar's low. And he tries to give her some RC Cola. And she goes, do you have Coke? And he goes, no, sorry, only RC Cola. And she starts screaming again. He's like, all right, calm down.
I don't know where he comes up with half of this shit. He must be coked out of his mind.
It's like there's only two ways to really get views. And you can kind of see that with any entertainment thing. It's either being really super funny or really super interesting. You would get the admiration of people if you're super funny or if you're super interesting. Or you can go the other way around, have a bunch of people that hate you. That's why like my one buddy does a political podcast. Everything he says, there are people that'll side with him. But when you do anything that's a topic like that, you're immediately choosing sides. You're immediately like, you're going to know that there's either going to be people that agree with you or there's going to be people that really, really hate you. And everything that they're going to do is be talking trash on you. And I think you start to get to a certain point where it's like anybody is going to say, one person through this whole entire thing, even our conversation right now, is not going to like us. That's just going to happen.
Oh, I'm sure there's plenty of people that don't like me. Believe me.
I don't know how, though. You have such like an innocent.
I love how you're so naive, just like the dodo. But
that's why he is my mascot.
I see what you're saying. No, it's like there's this, I think it was Ty Cobb that said, doesn't matter whether you're in the news for good or bad, it's just the fact that you're in the news, something to that effect. So doesn't matter what you do, as long as it's good or bad, as long as you're in the news and you're in the public eye, right? And that's what you want. Well, that's what some people want.
But
get
why,
those views, pump up those numbers.
Why would you, like, why is reality television, for instance, why do they get so much money when everyone knows it's fake? It's kind of like wrestling. It's really interesting.
That's exactly right, wrestling. It's because who wants to watch like mundane crap? We got the mundane crap every day in our own lives, right?
Yeah, but if you know it's fake, why are you getting such an effect to it in your brain?
Maybe like it gets maybe there's like a chemical component to it where like we watch something stimulating. And it releases like a chemical in your brain and it goes through your body and makes you feel good about yourself or whatever. I don't know.
That's a conspiracy. Imagine if all the TV corporations found a way, just like, you know how there's the four chord song, how like there's a person put out four chords and said, these four chords have been pumped out to make every single 80s, 90s, 70s style music. So he started playing the four chords and he was playing a bunch of songs like Queen, ACDs, everything, like everything you could possibly think of had the same four chords. And he goes, it's a rhythmic tone that is mindless that will get people that are mindless to be able to enjoy it. And it's not necessarily calling people the idiots for listening to that stuff. It's just something in the rhythmic pattern that they were able to figure out that makes your brain go, I really like this. And then it makes it catchy, gets stuck in your head, like All About That Bass. How long was that song trending? For like what, 2-3 months?
A long ass time.
It was like Old Town Road. And now you never hear about it again because it's meant to be made and hit the charts. And then as soon as it's in the charts, it's meant to hit that number one spot. And then anything after that doesn't matter. There's very
like the one hit wonder. Yeah.
Well, there's very few art or creativity that is meant to last throughout the ages. Mostly things don't transpire well. Well, back in the day, they used to create vases and all these ruins that are still here today. What, like AC/DC or no, Aerosmith, their whole thing was creating good music, something they like to do. To do something that they love by going into a basement and making it. Dream On is still pretty popular today, but Old Town Road is a past trend thing. You hear it, it's like, it's a good song, but I'd rather listen to something else. Dream On's like, I can crank that up any day of the week.
Yeah, like listen to any easy listening station. And it's like stuff that from the 60s, 70s, and 80s that will always, that's just going to follow through. I think it'll be like timeless stuff. You know what I mean? You listen to that over and over and over and over again. And even though like it's in the background, you don't have to actively listen to it. It's still stimulating.
Well, it's hard to sell that deal to people where it's like, are you willing to put in the time into something, not knowing if it's going to make you famous now, but it might end up being something that people listen to later down the road. You know what I mean? Like
the payoff.
Yeah, well, when you're creating something, you want that immediate stimulant reaction of like when you put up a post, when you put up a whatever, you want that immediate, like, I want to see everyone listening to it right now. I want to see it trending now. But
sure.
What happens?
Because you get lost in the folds if that's the, if, like, we've become a consumable society, okay? Everything is just meant to be consumed and shat out, and that's it. Just instant gratification, and that's it. That's all they want. So they want the likes. It's hard to keep up with the fucking, with the social media, because like you have to be, with the algorithms, you always have to be on it. You always got to be pumping out content. You always got to be pumping out new content, whether it's good or bad, offensive, non-offensive. You got to know your market, but then you got to rely on, let's say, Instagram. You have to rely on people actually saving the content that you pump out now, which is for you to get any recognition to new viewers. It's ridiculous. Why would somebody save a post? Why? It doesn't make any sense.
Because you might look at, why do people record concerts and never look at it again when it's just a recording on their phone? They're missing the moment.
Right. But you see what I'm saying? Like, people don't save. Okay. It doesn't make sense to save a post. You know what I mean? Because if you're seeing stuff from that person,
I disagree with you
on a consistent basis. Yeah.
I wish I would have found that one song I put up on my story. Like, we will talk about good music. Ghost Riders in the Sky, when they did that live performance in like 1950, when like cameras were all black and white and everything like that. When you hear that guitar just crank up, I get goosebumps on my skin because yeah. It's like this, it's this pure form of guitar. There's not a whole lot of effects
to it. But we're talking about two different eras here, buddy. We're talking about now, which...
Well, that was a post that was from back in the day that somebody posted on their Instagram, and I was looking all over for it.
What are you talking about? Oh.
Yeah, somebody got that live performance.
But you're talking about something from the 50s, though.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is that when we talk about saved posts, somebody posted that video that they found from an old collection for newer generations. That's the only benefit with like social media or saving videos or whatever this type of thing is that you're able to expand it out to people that might not know what that is. I mean, a lot of the younger generation is obsessed with older style things because...
Okay, but now we're talking about two different things. You're talking about... Okay.
What are you talking about?
What I'm talking about is like somebody like me who is a contemporary that's trying to post stuff onto my Instagram that I create, right, is not going to get saved. Okay.
Okay.
However, you're talking about a piece of art that was made, that's a symphony or like it was a very well orchestrated song. Okay. That was made in the 50s. Okay. That wasn't meant to be a consumable product. Okay. It was played on live television, but it was a piece of art. Okay. It wasn't just schlock that's like done up quickly for the instant gratification of today's society. It was meant to be enjoyed. It was meant to be consistently enjoyed, constantly enjoyed.
Well, that's what any content creator, whether you're a musician, artist, or anything, you want your art to just be enjoyed by people for all times to come. But the interesting thing about that is, like, if you put up a post, for instance, of one of your comic sketches or one of your comic drawings, if it gets 2 likes, in your head, you think, I guess people don't like it. But who's to say maybe a year from now, someone's looking through your profile, shares your stuff, and next thing, like my buddy who retweeted or shared your post, and he didn't know that it was yours. And I was like, that's my buddy's comic book drawing of everybody sticking their middle fingers up. And I sent it to you.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was posted months ago, and he found that on the internet and put that up. You literally made an iconic thing that is going to last, and you don't get the credit for it. So I have to sit here on a podcast every single time and be like, that's my buddy Adam. That's my buddy Adam.
Now you're making me blush. So anyways, but what I'm saying is that
I hope that my podcast is going to be like the new Bible in the apocalypse generation. I swear to God, I want to be the new Jesus Christ. No, I'm just kidding.
You are going to be the new Jesus Christ. You are the prophet that we've all been looking for.
I hope not. That's a lot of pressure to put. Can I be dead first?
No, man, you can't die.
Because I'm Jesus. That's terrible. But like, it goes back to what I was saying, which is when that, like that one person talked about how he had to say something and he was completely labeled as a racist because the reality television show wanted ratings. And the ratings told him that if he said those key little letters, that they would bleep it and make it turn into a word that would be labeling him as racist to get views. And it's like, I'm not going to touch that subject. For another example, for instance, is like now if you say something, SNL or any of these major giant things see it as too risky to have you still onto their show where they'll just drop their hands with you, which much like they did with Shane McGillis. He did a podcast and said something that was completely written down and taken out of context. And the next thing you know, they completely just canceled him off. Like censorship is a big issue. I don't think people realize that. Like, I get it. You're doing it because you don't want someone to get offended and hurt themselves, but it's still happening.
I'm surprised that The Office is still on Netflix.
That one dude's a psychopath. That I forgot who that one guy is who like dyed his hair and the cops came in and he stood up and put his hands behind his back like he knew he was going to be arrested and they just walked right past him and he goes, oh, guess they're not looking for me.
Which one? What was this? In The Office?
Yeah, I forgot who the character's name is. He's an older guy. Really random all the time.
Creed.
Yeah, Creed. That's him. That's him.
That guy's priceless.
But like that guy's
you know
like
that
a
he
psychopath.
Was a musician from the 60s?
Probably. He looks old.
Like,
enough.
No, he's legit. Like, I looked it up. Like, he I think he toured with, like, was it the Tragic? No. What's this? What's that fucking? The Dead. Something the Dead.
Grateful
what's
Dead?
Called? The Grateful Dead. That's it. Thank you. Yes.
Well, the guy. Yeah. Did you know the guy who worked for the sound, I think it was the sound system or helped produce a lot of the Grateful Dead music, also was one that created 10,000 tablets of LSD?
That doesn't surprise me at all.
That's what everyone talks about. Like, well, why if you take drugs, you listen to the Grateful Dead, you get a lot of stuff out of it. It's because of that whole factor of how they were like also into the factor of making LSD and doing these types of things. That's interesting, though. Imagine if you create a form of music where someone listens to it when they're sober and they're like, this is fucking trash. And then they take a drug and they're like, oh, there's a coded message. And it's like the blinders get off. My hope is that one day someone's driving down the road and they listen to something that you create or I create or someone creates. And when they thought for so long, this was terrible, but they are going through something at the time where when they listen to it, they're like, oh, and it just completely changes their outlook on life.
You know what's crazy about, okay, now that we're going to get into like drugs and stuff like that. So segue. So a buddy of mine, he's an aficionado. No, not cocaine. Okay. Mushrooms. So he was telling me that that they are doing studies now of extracting the chemical out of mushrooms and putting it into like tablets and stuff like that, because what happens with that chemical when it hits your brain is that it helps tap into different areas of the brain that are normally dormant. And so what they're trying to do is they're trying to introduce it to people with dementia. So because their current pathways are dying out, right? And so they're trying to introduce this chemical into their body with the hopes that the new pathways will create new ways for their thought processes to flow through. So like new healthy pathways, yeah, for the thoughts to,
it's especially through. Big in Saskatchewan or wherever it is in Canada right now. Nova Scotia, I think. Nova Scotia, I think, is where the big push is right now, where it's becoming legalized. I had a past guest on here who was a giant advocate mushrooms? For that. Yeah, who was an advocate for using psilocybin mushrooms to help people with dementia and Alzheimer's.
Awesome.
I've talked about it before. What I look at it like, I've talked to many people who go into the whole realms of psychedelics and try and relate it to religion or trying to look at the scientific benefits of it. I look at it like, I think it's a plant's self-defense mechanism. Like if you get poison ivy, you'll get a rash. Some people are allergic to poison ivy and some people are not. There's a certain thing that affects certain genetic types or certain traits that you have in your genetics. That's the same thing I feel like with a plant. Some people, it takes a lot of LSD or a lot of psychedelics to do, but anything, when I say it's a defense mechanism, the reason why you can't take too much of it at a time, they say take a little bit and watch it, it'll work on you, is because the plant is so, tries to put that chemical out into your brain, that reaction that you, when you take the drug, and that's why people like that mind-bending experience. I don't think it's like people relate to a gateway to God. I don't think it's that. I think it's a self-defense mechanism of the plant to make sure you don't kill it by eating all of it. You eat a little bit, it sends it through a psychedelic trip where it ends up having more time to grow before you go right back to it again. That's why most of these things are funguses. Weeds, for instance, if you don't kill every single weed, like the weeds in your driveway, if you even leave one, they grow back like more than ever.
Yeah. That's a good
theory.
Hypothesis. Theory. Maybe you should put it into effect and see what happens. Just research it more.
I'm not doing like you like drugs. To do. I can't Come handle on, weed. I'll do cocaine. I hope on my deathbed somebody gives me fucking salvia.
What?
Salvia?
What's salvia?
Oh my God, it's illegal and it's way worse than any drug that you'll ever take in your entire life, and somehow it's legal.
Was it like hash?
No, it's more like, I had a comedian on here talk about it. If you look up the experiences of people that smoke salvia, they're the videos that you see when someone smokes it, they start going on the couch and they'll jump out of a fucking window. That's salvia.
Really?
I had a comedian on here talk about his salvia trip, which probably the most famous one is called Steve Cantwell. He took salvia. He was away, like he had a seizure. But in his mind, he sunk into the floor of a gun room that he was smoking weed in Texas and woke up in a whole nother place. And he was in that drug trip for 8 years, but he was only gone 45 seconds in reality. You know, in Judge Dredd, where they take that slow-mo drug and it makes the time slow down, this salvia drug sends you into a trip where you feel like you're dreaming. You know, when you wake up, you're like, that was only 20 minutes. It felt like 10 years. That's what salvia does to you.
Yeah, that was what. Like those gummies did to me that time.
Like, no, this is nothing like
that. It felt like 10 hours was passing by. It was
We've horrible. Talked about this before.
Yeah, I know, but that's what I'm trying to say. Like, it is horrible. I do not want to experience that again.
I was like, give that to me when I'm on my deathbed, but like, you have an hour left to live. I thought about this. You know, when the doctor's like, sorry, but you only have like a little bit of time left. You're not going to be around for much longer. And the person just goes, pull the plug now. Like, does the doctor just go like, hey, these machines actually aren't keeping you alive. So even if we pull the plug, you still got a limited amount of time. Like you're not, they're not really keeping you alive. Wait, it's not like the movies. No, it's not like that at all. We could do it like a movie if you want, like reality television. I just pull the plug and then the cameras get that. And then we plug it back in because that's not really keeping you alive.
That'd be so funny. That would be the perfect time to do some drugs. What? Perfect time.
Right before you die?
Right before you die. Just like completely.
Which drug would you want to try out of all the drugs?
You know what? The psychedelics would have that point. Like at that point, I got nothing else to lose. Might as well.
Did you know there was a scientist that gave a bunch of priests drugs? Like psilocybin mushrooms way back in the day. It was called the Marsh Chapel experiment. It's a pretty famous like drug trip thing, but they gave these priests drugs to see if they would see God and like, you know, their beliefs. And it's so weird to watch it because like the sacred glass that are in a lot of these churches, when you're on like mushrooms or when you're on psychedelics, people talk about how like the art starts to come to life. Like it's set up in such a way, like we look at it just as like painted glass, but maybe there's a reason for it. That's why it's in religion. Throughout history now, people are finding out that psychedelics, like there was religion, and then there was like hard work, creativity, and conquering, and all these things that like Norse mythology, every single mythology kind of has to it. But people are like, there's an essence that's missed, and maybe this is why the world's kind of a little messed up in a way, is that psychedelics, like all these crazy drugs, were heavily influenced in the creation of a lot of these societies that started building. And that's the one thing that we're not, like it's all banned today. So it's like now that it's becoming legal again, maybe that's a reason. But then there's another point too of like a lot of these drugs cause you to be more like peaceful and earthly and care more about like what's going on in your life right now, not really what's going on in the grand scheme of the world, where like a government system could just be like, yeah, I want my people doped up so I can do crazy shit.
I see. So do you think that's why they're trying to keep people docile? So they can do whatever they want?
I look at it like, I think the legalization of drugs is becoming because at this point right now, you can't deny that the medical benefits of a lot of it. There was a study some person used against drugs talking about how drugs can also, some of these psychedelics can cause suicide. They did a treatment with 800 patients testing depression, suicidal depression. For most of them, it helped. But for like a small percentage, they still killed themselves. And they're like, see, so the psychedelics do cause people to commit suicide. It's like, no, if someone wants to blow their fucking head off, giving them a drug. Yeah, giving them a drug is not going to stop them from doing that. It might stop them in a case that they have a spiritual experience. But if they're if it doesn't affect them, they're just going to do it fucking anyway.
Yeah, no kidding. This is just going to put it's going to get rid of their inhibitions and just. It's going to push them into doing it. That's what it's going to do.
It's just
they want to do it anyways. This is just going to push them further to do it.
Well, that's it's just all. Like a comedian saying a joke written down. It sounds pretty horrible, even if in the context of the joke, it was actually really funny. The way that they write down a lot of these research things and the way they craft it out, it all depends on what that person's bias is. If the person says like there was a meat and vegan study, for instance, there was a meat guy that was writing a study and he talked about how like this shows that there was no link from eating meat causing to cancer because there was like, I think it was 20% of people that ate this certain diet or whatever ended up still getting cancer cells, then 50% or 60% was unaffected. And then there was another percentage of people that weren't affected at all. And then the dude just added up the two percentages of not being affected and nothing happened or no correlation. And he added those together to boost up his point. And the guy pointed it out in one of the, it was actually a Joe Rogan podcast. He pointed it out and he goes, why are you adding those percentages? You can't add the non-affected and then the people that didn't experience anything or experienced a benefit, you're now adding those two percentages, which don't make any sense. And you start to look through all of these case studies and research studies, and this is why they're thoroughly looked through. It just sucks because it's all manipulation of words. Like when you watch a court case or something, there's always the lawyer that's defending the person you know killed somebody. He's admitting to it, but he's trying to get a lesser sentence. He goes, but was he egged on? And then you just start seeing like the whole unraveling and the mysterious thing. It's all about the words you say. If you have a really good convincing person, like if me and you went into a debate about something, you might feel strongly about something, but the way I could word it or the way I could smooth talk it, I can make the audience sway to my point.
Oh yeah. You'd win out like totally because I can't speak very well at all. I am horrible at public speaking. I just, and if I latch onto something that I'm very passionate about, I just rage out. Just rage.
What are you passionate about?
Oh, it was horrible.
What are you passionate about?
Okay, so when I...
he goes, okay.
You ever do Model UN?
Model UN?
You ever heard of this?
The okay, United so Nations?
So when we were in high school, we had something called Model UN, okay? And it was on The Simpsons too and stuff like that. So anyways, each kid gets a country that they have to represent. So you have to read up on their policies and their, you know, their trades and all that stuff. So then you go into this mock Model UN committee meeting, and then they present different topics for discussion. And so you have to actually act like you're from that country, and you present your thoughts on the idea or whatever is presented. And I can't remember, I think I was Uzbekistan, and there was something, or Russia was saying something about how they wanted to recreate the USSR and all that stuff, right? And I lashed out because of Uzbekistan wanted to, I don't know what the heck, this is way back in the day. And I just lashed out. I was like, your fucking country, blah, blah, blah. And then I had to like, oh shit, because I just lashed out completely. And I had one teacher tell me that like, okay, like what you did was wrong. And I told my kids not to do what you did. So thank you for being an example of what not to do at a Model UN. And I was like, you know what? You can go fuck yourself too. How about that?
It's so hard because when you have like a bias in your head, like I think the reason why like I try and be as open-minded as possible, my algorithm, I started to notice, like I checked somebody that was following me and why they were so onto this one side, not listening to anything. And then I looked at their following. Everyone agreed with each other on their followers. So I'm like, you're not following anybody that doesn't not agree with you. So then you're obviously not going to have any, everything that you're hearing about is like, imagine if you're in a group of people that say, Adam is awesome, Adam is great. Then you never have anybody that goes, well, Adam's kind of weird. You know what I mean? Even if you don't like that perspective, you still have to hear it. It keeps you like more open-minded in a way to maybe I am doing something wrong.
Hmm. So what are you getting at?
I'm just saying,
what are you getting at, Robbie?
You need to have a...
what are you getting at, Robbie?
I don't know. You're fucking weird. I'm kidding.
Shut the fuck up and keep an open mind, asshole.
I'm open-minded to all types of kinks.
What? How do we get into kinks? What the fuck?
You say weird, I think.
Where's your mind going to, pal?
OnlyFans. I could probably get richer doing that than doing this.
Oh, well, maybe. Maybe. Maybe put like a doggy mask on or something like that. You'll get the numbers up there, pal.
What are you doing to my
What's
show?
What's that blank face, bro? What's up with that?
What type of show do you think you're on?
Well, I don't know.
This is a family
you
show.
You brought it up, not me. This is a family show.
I don't... That's interesting about the Model UN thing, though, but I don't want to get political in this podcast. I want to
No, we're
to
not going to get political. Forget that. I don't want to do that. That's not what I'm about.
Why do you keep looking out the window?
Because it's a beautiful day.
See, I just picture like a person that's just lifting up their shirt and slamming it up against the window. And you're like looking
that's
out
so
like
nice.
Nobody's seeing this. I was going to say it could be a dude. You didn't even let me finish.
No. It's look. Oh, can you see outside? You can't see outside.
You have a nice house. Did you model it yourself?
No, actually we bought it renovated.
Sit down. You're going to end up losing connection. Wow, you have a nice... Where's that's the shed. We talked
that's
about it.
Shed,
you
bro.
Lied to me. Oh, my what? God. It's all coming true. He's got jams in there.
I don't have jams in there. I have tools in there, bro.
If you could pick... What's the worst thing you could possibly think of doing in your entire life? Like one hobby you would hate to do.
Okay, hold on. I have to get my charger because I'm on 10%. So give me like 2 minutes.
I figures you would get a charger, at least have your phone charged when you're about to do a podcast. When have we ever talked for like 10 minutes? Your battery life goes down in like 5.
10 minutes?
I said when?
That's it?
We've only been talking for 10.
You're kidding.
No, time must be going slower after you got your shot.
Are you for real 10 minutes?
Soon you'll be 90 years old when you blink.
Oh my God, it feels like...
Oh my God, I blinked. You're 90 years old. What happened to your hair, Adam? Where did the gray go? Oh, I'm kidding. Okay, he goes... Oof.
Getting old, bro. So yeah, so what were we talking about? We were
I don't
talking
remember.
About the shed?
No.
We're talking about the shed?
We were talking about the economical climax of the world.
The hell? And you
what's the worst job you would want to do?
That's pretty open-ended. Like,
pick a job that you... what are we talking about here? Just pick a job that you would really hate to do. I hate getting dirty. I would hate to be on dirty jobs.
Okay. You know what? I would hate to like be that guy that goes to the construction sites and cleans the porta potties.
Oh, okay, hang on a
second. With like the giant vacuum. That's literally a shitty job.
That's a really important job. Hang on a second.
It is important.
How often are you on construction sites?
Every day.
How many people do you see carrying around like a 2 liter of soda and you know there's not soda inside that bottle?
What do you mean?
There's always someone that's drinking like alcohol out of a 2 liter.
There's more.
You know what I'm talking about. I'm not crazy.
No, I know you're not crazy.
I would walk up to the nearest construction site, say, piss in this cup. They said, what for? I'm going to drug test you. And they're like, nope.
Nope.
How many? I mean, I wouldn't question them of not offering up their urine to a random stranger.
There's plenty that happens.
Here's a test we can run.
You don't say anything.
Here's a test we can run. Put on a lab coat and go to a construction site and say, I need to test your guy's urine and see how many people do it because the person is wearing a lab coat, or how many people would ask and see their identification to wonder why they are asking for the person's urine. I bet you most of those people will fucking line up and piss in a cup because you're wearing a lab coat.
Here's the thing is that you probably wouldn't because, you probably wouldn't get very much construction if that happened to be like a continual thing, and because people would end up having to get sent home and shit like that.
Okay, so let me change the question then. How many times have you went to an electric job site, or you had a job site or something, you notice it's an easy fix, but you sit there and make it a little bit longer so you get paid a little bit more and you kill a little bit of time?
Never.
Bullshit. Bullshit.
Are you kidding?
Wait, do you get paid by commission or do you get paid by the hour?
It depends on the job.
All right,
sometimes it's quoted, sometimes it's, if I'm at work, it's by the hour. But if it's quoted, like if I quote a job, then...
All right, if you're getting paid by the hour and you roll up to a site, you go and notice that it's an easy fix, like just a certain switch is not flipped or something has to be reset. Do you make it a little bit longer to make sure you get your money's worth?
Nah.
Then you're a good person. You're the best of humanity. I've done it
plenty of times. I just like, okay.
Good for you. You're going to be the new president of the world.
But here's the thing. if you leech it out, right, it's going to get back to your boss. Okay? So you look like an idiot. Your boss looks like an idiot. You all look like idiots. And that's not what you want.
But how would that person know? You could tell me that there's something wrong with my cable, or maybe your internet's out. How easy of a fix it is, or maybe it's just they're making you wait longer to make it seem like it's a big problem that they have to go through. So maybe you give them a tip.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I like to err on the side of caution and just be in and out, do what I got to do, fix it quick, and that's it. That way I don't have to like worry about stories and all that crap.
I think that's an overall, like maybe a solution is like, instead of just trying to pay people hourly to do a job, just give them a total flat out fee of what it's going to cost and then have them do it. So they'll be able to do it as quick and as efficient as possible.
It's a way to go.
Cause if you're doing it hourly, how many times you walk across a job site at a construction thing, you never see them building it. You never see them doing anything. They're just tossing around shit, but then it gets done.
You know what though? Like sometimes on construction sites too, is that there's holdups too. There's a lot of holdups, whether it be permitting issues or planning issues, or even like material issues, not being able to get materials in time. You could be held up by other trades. So it's a mishmash of inefficiencies. You know what I mean? very rarely does a job site go smoothly. And I mean smoothly from point A to point Z.
How many people in their late 40s want to remodel their bathroom with some type of tile or marble? And then they go, okay, it's going to be $15 an hour that I'm going until I finish this job. And the person goes,
$15 an hour.
I'm just go with the fucking example for once, Adam. Okay. You start doing the bathroom. You go, I can finish this in easy 2 hours, but I'm getting paid by the hour. So I'm at least going to work for three because it's going to make more time. It already costs $20 in gas just to get here.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's your own fault. If you quoted that at $15 an hour, that's your own damn fault.
But what I'm saying is,
people would it do it?
No,
tons.
That's what I'm saying is maybe like that's the weirdest thing is that like it's like instead of like the world, everything is kind of set up in a way where it's like you have to do what you possibly can, even trick somebody just to make sure that you're getting money for yourself. You know what I mean? It's not really seen as like the mankind's benefit. There's a lot of people out there that say they're pro-human people and they care about a lot of people, but they skip the basic steps or look at the real problem. They just kind of fix the thing that's right in front of their face. How many times does someone sell a car that they know is a piece of shit, not caring because all they want is to get it off their property and get the money?
Happens all the time.
So that's why there's a whole thing called snake oil salesmen.
I think I've heard that before.
It's most car people. They go, hey, want to buy a car? They call them like Crazy Eddie or something. My cars are going fast at outrageous prices.
Is that the one with the wacky inflatable arm tube guy in the front?
I want to see a person walk by that and the thing's like slowly deflating because it's been there for like a year and a half and just starts beating the shit out of the person that's walking by on the street. You want to fucking go? And just some drug addict trying to punch the fucking.
Yeah, that would be so funny. Oh, man, especially if it was happening in Toronto, downtown Toronto, when people are shooting up first thing in the morning.
Ugh. Are you serious?
Oh, yeah.
Man,
yeah, I drove to my uncle's house first thing on Sunday. I was just wrapping up a job in Brampton and drove to downtown where my uncle lives to drop off the key to the office. And literally somebody was shooting up on the street. I was like, oh, man, like heroin. And he was like, ah. I was like, what the fuck? It's fucking 9 o'clock in the morning, bro. That's not cereal. Go have some cereal.
That's what they tried to do down here. A lot of people wanted to fix the homeless issue. Then they realized even if they gave them like the homes or stuff to be able to do so, people still wanted to be homeless. It was a different experience to living out in the fucking like just living out on the street. I mean, you got to take your, it's weird because I talk about this with the Amish community. The Amish people don't have to pay taxes. They don't have to pay rent. They don't have to pay shit. They don't have to pay anything on their house because they have no electronics. They have no water. They poop in an outhouse. They do all this crazy things that avoids major taxes. So if you don't, or appliance usages. Now, if you don't have to pay any of those, you have a lot of fucking money. People go to them when they need to get their car fixed or get something welded. They'll weld it for you for a flat fee that's still cheaper than any garage out there because you don't have to pay for labor. You're just paying them for the resources that they use it for. They don't have, and they build all their homes and they don't use electricity. So that's why they never have to, like, people go, how are the Amish like surviving? They don't have any fucking bills.
Yeah.
Are you willing to accept the deal of not having electricity, not having water, not having all these things, and not have to worry about paying those bills off? People that live with no heat, people that live with all these things. Same thing with homeless people. If you're willing to say, I'm not going to pay electricity, I'm not going to pay water. We pay for those because we like that. We're used to that. We like that standard of living better. But if we could adjust with not having to take showers or going to have to go into a lake or go to a pool and take a shower in there and then not use electricity, but use candles, you save so much more money. I looked at that completely different when someone told me that. I was like, holy shit. I just thought like, I don't know. They were like in hands with the government.
Mm-hmm. I don't know, man. I don't think I could do it. I'll be honest.
I think you'd adjust.
No, come on. Like, I need some electricity.
Okay. How long do you think until
I got power tools. I don't have Amish tools, bro.
What the fuck are you using power tools for?
to build my fucking shed.
You would have more muscles. You would have more muscles. And okay, if you built your shed with power tools, you'd feel 1,000 times better if you used handmade tools, because you would feel a more sense of appreciation for all that work you put into that shed.
It would also take 1,000 times longer too.
Yeah, but it would be, you'd feel better every time you looked out there. And then one day when it finally caved in on somebody and killed them, you'd be up for murder.
Why do you put that out there? It's just in the world, bro. Now my fucking shed's gonna fall apart and I'm gonna blame you for it.
You want me to knock on wood?
Yeah, please.
What do you call it?
I don't know. What do you call it?
I don't know.
So what else, pal? How's things going with you?
It's living the
How's
dream.
How's life?
Don't skip over my Amish example.
No, forget. Okay. Get past the Amish.
Why? What's wrong with the Amish? What do you got against the Amish?
I got nothing against
them. They're a hardworking people.
I know they are.
I respect them.
That's awesome.
And I know if I go down there with the knowledge I have now, I would be a god.
A god because you have an iPod?
Yeah, exactly. I have my iPhone until the battery percentage goes down. Well, you got to look at like how long would you adjust to, if you didn't have electricity? You'd adjust to living by candlelight to where you wouldn't miss electricity anymore. It's just all about how long are you willing to stick it out until you adjust. You know, we adjusted to the mask thing pretty quickly. And then it might be coming back. I don't know yet. But
yeah, it's probably coming back.
What I'm saying is like, for instance, how long do you think it would take for people to adjust to living on the moon?
I don't know, man. What do I look like, a scientist?
Yes. In your mind.
With what resources?
What?
Do they have any resources?
Yeah. We're going to send them up to the moon to build up whatever they want. But how long do you think people would adjust to putting on a helmet and walking outside every time?
Well, you'd have to adjust pretty freaking quickly.
I know. But how long do you think it would take for them to adjust completely to where it was normal? A year? 2 years?
A week.
It would take a week for them to always remember to put their helmet on.
Fucking hope so. You can't breathe out in space, bro.
No shit. Imagine if you're driving a car and you're like, I want to get some air, and you roll down your fucking window and get sucked out of it because you realize there's no air in space.
Yeah. No, but I understand what you're saying until it just becomes normalized, right?
Yes.
Well, I'd say a week. I'd say a week.
You'd say a week.
Yeah.
It could be a lot longer than that. But I wonder how long until someone was tired of working or going under the helmet thing, that eventually they would design a tablet that they could consume and it would slowly oxygenate their blood, like an oxygen tablet. So then they would never have to wear their helmet again. They just got to make sure they take their fucking pill in the morning, like a vitamin that you take every morning with your broccoli and carrot juice.
Broccoli and carrot juice. No, I take my vitamins at night. To answer your question, well, you got to send up a scientist too, like a few scientists. I mean, you can't just rely on one person to have the all-encompassing knowledge to come up with that.
But if that was the biggest priority on their mind, you would think that they would get it done pretty fast if we got every single top scientist.
Okay, what if you sent the Homer Simpson into friggin' space? You think he's coming up with a fucking pill? So
we could do what they did with Australia and just send all the criminals to one spot. That's how Australia was created. Australia,
yeah, I know that's how it was created.
Now they're amazing people.
They are resourceful people, criminals. So yeah, so they would probably figure it out pretty quickly. Couple years, maybe.
Okay. It's a good answer.
That's probably a couple of years worth of development. Because then you have to have enough people to do the trial runs on. Okay. Where you give them a pill.
Oh, no.
Well, you're not sending out Sparky.
Yeah.
Okay, you're not sending out Bubbles the Ape.
Yeah,
okay?
We never.
You're sending out people.
We never really look at
We don't like to think about it, but guess what? It's going to happen.
Think of this. How many people were tested using the microwave before they figured it out to where it's used now? Like how many people later, 30 years later, like got cancer because of their microwaves radiation?
Well, look at Marie Curie, who invented, or found, what was it? What'd she discover? Uranium or something like that?
I don't know.
It was a radioactive element. Anyways, so she found I guess the element that's used for like radiation to
uranium
for cancer, but she ended up getting like big time cancer because of this element, because she was working on it. Obviously, like it's like the whatever, I think it was the 1800s or whatever she was in. They don't have radiation suits and shit like that. Hell, they didn't even know about this stuff.
That's kind of what happened with everyone that worked on the Manhattan Project. A lot of the scientists that worked on the Manhattan Project died of like cancer.
There you go, right?
I might need to Google that. I don't want to spread misinformation.
Yeah, so Google Marie Curie too, because I just sound like a dum-dum. I'm talking on my phone right now, so I can't really like multitask, or else it's going to eliminate me being on the podcast here. And that's not cool, because I like being here with my bud, Rob, while we talk nonsense.
This is freaking nuts. I didn't know all this stuff about it.
What? Is it on Wikipedia?
What's
Wikipedia say?
No, it's on atomicheritage.org. Historian Alex Wellerstein has discovered a list of all the fatal accidents that occurred at Los Alamos in 1943 through September 1946. There were 24 deaths during this period. They included the criticality accidents that killed Harry Daglian and Luis Slatone, but other deaths included a child who drowned in the pond and several construction, driving, and horse riding accidents. The total number of fatalities at Hanford and Oak Ridge from 1943 to 1945 was 62. 54 were construction employees, and 3,879 workers at the sites also suffered disabling injuries.
That's this is on the Manhattan Project.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
That's nuts. The injury rates were 62%.
That's a lot.
That were claimed.
That were claimed. Great. So how many were unclaimed? Can you imagine?
Wow. So Alexander Slotin was a Canadian physicist and chemist who took part in the Manhattan Project. Good job. Good job, Canada. Canadians. Thanks for helping us out.
Well, how about Marie Curie? Now just...
What's her name?
Marie Curie. M-A-R-I-E. Curie, C-U-R-I-E.
Marie Curie. And who's she?
She was Canadian too.
Who is she?
I don't know. Didn't she invent like uranium or something like that? Or...
She is for her discovery of radium and polonium.
There you go.
Or polonium, and her contribution to finding treatments for cancer.
Okay. What year was that? 18 something?
1911.
1911. Okay. I was way off base. Yeah.
How off base were you? No, I think it might have been 18 something. No, it says founded in 1914.
Ah, shit. Way off base again. Could have used that in World War One.
I don't know. I just think of when I think of the Manhattan Project, I think of Dr. Manhattan, where he got all his colleagues sick with cancer, but it turns out that they secretly drugged those people.
That would suck so bad, eh?
Well, why in sunscreen is there there's cancer-causing chemicals in it?
What?
Johnson & Johnson, when they had to retract their vaccine, they also searched through their whole entire thing and found that they had to retract certain like sunscreens and all these types of things because there was a cancer causing chemical. I'm like, so wait, there's cancer causing chemicals and things, which we know with plastics are causing the fertility rate to drop. So I'm wondering like, what am I using right now? Like how many people had to test the cell phone when it was first being created and got their whole side of their fucking head blown off?
Probably a lot. Well, no, that I think that would just fall under, what do you call it?
It's like back in the day when, they used to paint nurseries, and then the paint was lead.
The lead paint, yeah.
That's fucking.
I think
that's
just it's like one of those. What's it called? Shit. Collateral damage. That's it. Collateral damage.
People are collateral that's what damage.
That's what it falls under, right?
That's where what they labeled under Chernobyl. Something. Chernobyl was collateral damage.
Right.
Now there's wolves that are like glowing nuclear glows.
They are not.
I swear to you. No, what?
Glowing wolves?
They glow like in the dark and shit.
You're full of it. Are you for real? I gotta Google this afterwards. Chernobyl wolves.
Just give me some background noise while I look this up.
Oh, wait, I can't do that. You want to hear a joke? Here, I'll give you a joke. Okay, so a bear and a rabbit are sitting in the woods. And the bear looks over the rabbit and says, "Do you have trouble with shit sticking to your fur?" And the rabbit says, "No, I don't." So the bear picked up the rabbit and wiped his ass with him. And that's from Eddie Murphy, Delirious. Great show. And he's still Googling. And I'm here left talking to you guys with nothing to say because I am just inept.
It says Chernobyl's radioactive wildlife preserve spawns growing wolf populations where they just have mutations. When they talk about glowing eyes. I'm not seeing where it says glow in the dark.
But that's all wolves. They all have glowing eyes.
No, they have red eyes and stuff like that, but they don't have like
still like, glowing.
No, these are like glowing eyes. Like you can see them. What do you mean? Like a fucking screen cartoon.
You're full of it. Let me see.
How can I fucking let you see? Just Google it when we get done. Just look up radioactive wolves.
Turn it around. Can't
I'm not doing that. It's gonna be a stupid ass thing for the podcast. I think you're taking the conversation thing too literally. Like it's just me and you talking. This isn't going to be viewed on like YouTube and shit. Got too comfortable, Adam. It's like when you go to a friend's house and you're too comfortable. You put your fucking feet on their coffee table and they're like, "Whoa, back it the fuck up."
Yeah, pretty much.
Is it comfortable enough for me to be able to take a dump in your toilet yet? Not yet.
Not yet. No.
Couple
you
months
have to
down
go
the road.
To the donut shop down the street.
Hell, I've known my buddy 10 years and he still won't let me do it.
Are you serious?
Yeah, he doesn't really? He doesn't like the aftermath. He's like, "That's not normal. Go outside."
Oh, come on, man. Just give him a toilet brush and figure it out.
Well, Adam.
Well, what's up?
Let's change the subject.
Please change the subject. Until what?
What energy source, if you could create a civilization, do you feel like would be more beneficial to society's growth? Solar, coal, source? Nuclear.
Solar sucks.
How do you know?
Solar is inefficient. It's inefficient.
That's a lie. Maybe if you put enough scientists to it, it would make it efficient.
These panels that they're putting up like crazy onto houses. First of all, it takes so much resources to make these damn things. And the output that you get from a solar cell is just,
well, it's what
it's,
you're,
it's not worth it.
You're
it's
comparing the
it.
Price at face value. You have to compare it more than that. So if I gave you a car,
what's the more efficient? Don't roll your eyes.
Cause you cut me off when I'm talking.
Cause I cut you off again.
Yes.
Okay. You asked me a question.
Jesus.
I'm telling you.
Oh my God.
Quiet.
Let me talk.
Okay.
Just take a nap.
You talk a lot. I don't get a chance.
You
okay,
talk.
So anyways.
What I was saying is imagine if I had like four plants. One plant was like a month away from being fully grown. Another plant was 2 months away. Another plant was 3 months away. Another plant was 4 months away. That's kind of just starting out. I go, "What plant do you want?" You say, "Well, I'm going to take the one that's about to be a tree so I can get more stuff from it, like fruits and stuff like that." Now, that's what they did with energy. Nuclear, gotcha. Coal, all these things are the plants. So you look at them like, okay, well, this plant's going to, it's already off to a great start. I'm way ahead of everything else. Okay, but it's going to die quicker then. And you're like, "What?" It's like, yeah, that plant's going to die quicker. But the one that you didn't choose, the last one, you're like, "Well, that one's weak. Why would I choose that one?" Well, if you put enough scientists to it and research more into it, understand it better, then maybe it would grow and actually be more beneficial. That actually might be more beneficial to our Earth, where we'd have it more fine-tuned. It's like between Tesla and oh my God, who's the other electric?
Edison.
Yeah. If we would have went with Tesla, we might be in like a steam civilization, but maybe that's more beneficial to our Earth rather than using coal or using all these things to create electricity.
Probably.
That's what I'm saying is like, if it might look like the weakest.
I think we should have continued on with the steam thing.
I think
like
it would have been
a steam powered engine and stuff like that.
Cool civilization to live in.
It might be slower, but who gives a crap? better for us.
The issue is like, why can't we imagine what that would be like? Why can't most people imagine what the world would be like if it was steam? I mean, people think that would be impossible. I'm like, well, how long did we have gas at only gas stations? And then sooner or later, you saw one electric charging station pop up, and now they're like all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
That was only like mm-hmm. 3 years.
Mm-hmm. But the thing is that like, they got to start figuring out how to be able to recycle these batteries that the cars are using, because right now they're not recyclable.
They just need to make them stronger. If you fucking hit one of those,
well, like, you still got to be able to recycle them at the end of life.
Oh, that's how they're keeping the population down. They make those electric cars like plastic. So if you make all the cars now like plastic, when they get hit, the person just dies. You don't have to worry about the cleanup afterwards. All you got to do is worry about the cleanup afterwards. You don't have to worry about someone being in a hospital and taking up the hospital bed. I figured it out. Conspiracy. There you go, people. Run with it. Create my madness.
What happens when somebody hacks into your car?
And which then, has been like, known to
drives
happen.
You off a cliff.
If you read the Clintons' body count list, there's like, this person committed suicide. How did they commit suicide? Two shots to the back of the head. That's fucking weird. Why two shots to the back? Why is there four of the cops that were in the Capitol Hill riot? They're dead by suicide. Tell me that one. Tell me that. Really? Yes. Tell me that.
Wow.
In the January 6th. And this is my idea. I think with all the pressure they're getting, where people saw videos of them letting people into the Capitol, then they're just getting so much shit and hate that they're just shooting them, killing themselves. Or is there something else going on? Like the government has been known to do this. Let me tell you something. This is going to sound crazy, but it's the only government thing I want to talk about. The government goes up to one of these cops and goes, we're going to need you to suicide yourself. And you're like, what? It's like, hear me out. Listen, we're going to make sure your family never has to pay a bill for the rest of their entire lives. It's a cover-up thing, which has happened in the past. They've gotten people to do that, and that family gets paid off. Bruce Lee's wife, for instance, or sister, whoever it is, did not even fight the triads in court over the Bruce Lee thing. Really? She just took the lump sum.
Got paid off.
And that's it.
Oh, yeah.
So I look at that like, if they do it, what makes us bigger than them or better than them for us not to do it? We've all are thinking of the same thing. So I'm looking at it like, is the government, like, even this is a top trending article and Twitter like bans stuff like this, but they have it trending because it's like, it's very strange how four of them all have been suicided or suicides. That's really fucking kooky. But I don't know. Maybe it's a conspiracy. I'm not saying it's final or anything. I'm just saying that's a questionable thing.
Yeah, but it's always good to question.
That's what I'm saying, though. It's like, but what is that, though? Like, why? They can't just all be depressed enough to take their own lives. Four people since January?
No, it seems pretty it's speculative. The numbers don't add up because, yes, I know there's a certain suicide rate, but four cops that were all at one location, they can't all be a suicidal. Maybe one of four.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe if you're hit.
Here's an even better one for you.
Two of four.
Here's an even better one for you. There's a new COVID variant, the Delta Plus.
Here we go. Yeah.
China checked 10 of their provinces, and they said that there was at least, I think it was 50 people or something, maybe 30 people that were infected with the new variant, two in each one of their major provinces. Those numbers don't add up. This country, for instance, and I just listened to this podcast, it's on Joe Rogan, it's about a defector from Korea. Did you know that during her time in Korea, before she escaped, they killed every single one of their dogs? Every single, not in just that family, in all of Korea, they killed every single dog.
Isn't there a movie called Isle of Dog or something like that?
I've heard of it, but I've never seen it.
And they sent like all the dogs to like an island.
Well, and this
and
thing,
it's like
the people
like this.
Well, these people are starving and they're wondering why Kim Jong-un is so fat. which is like the main question that everyone kind of has. Well, he's obviously getting all the food, but they keep him like starving. So all they're worried about is food, not worried about what the government's doing. But they literally, Kim Jong-un said he wanted every single dog killed, and they went to everyone's homes and took all their dogs and shot their dogs.
But why?
Because like they ate the cattle, then they were going to eat the dogs.
Oh, so he's completely like sidelining their food resources. Even like the last case scenario where you have to get a dog. That's pretty shitty.
Well, it's so weird how they're like, I don't know that I don't like a totalitarian government, but I'm going to make sure I Google that to make sure I'm getting that.
You know what? You would really enjoy that Netflix special called How to Become a Tyrant. It outlines the playbook of tyrannical leadership, and like it goes through history. So it has like Hitler, Kim Il Sung, Stalin.
Yeah, right here, North Korea's Gaddafi. And this is so, because me even saying that, it can come off like you're just saying that, like the old thing that they eat dogs, and that's not true. In North Korea, North Koreans are ordered to hand over decadent and Borges pet Bourgeois dogs for restaurant meat as the country is rocked by food shortages.
No kidding.
So they went around collecting it and using them as a food source. Wow. That's literally how much like that they're like, they killed off the cattle. They did all this type of stuff. They can't sustain the cattle. The cattle were getting infected with disease, all these types of things that they were like, well, get all the dogs then.
You should really watch that special, man.
Well,
it outlines the playbook of how to be a tyrant. It's crazy.
Well, like even when I was listening to this Joe Rogan podcast, I can't read it off too. She was talking about how like the trains would be out of power and the people had to push the trains. They would get out and push the trains to get to their destinations and stuff like that. Like it's the most heartbreaking thing. And they don't have penicillin over there. She talked about getting her like appendix removed without any penicillin or anything like that. Like just taking it, just like them stabbing her and cutting it out. Like they don't have x-ray machines. So as they just go, I think it's your appendix. And then they would cut it out. Even if it wasn't infected, they just cut it out. And the giant risk there is infection. So her name is Yeomi Park, and she's a North Korean human rights activist and author in In Order to Live, A North Korean Girl's Journey to Freedom. And she escaped to this country and defected and has been saying all this type of stuff out there. But what I'm saying is like they say that 2 in every giant major province is affected with the new coronavirus. Everyone's tweeting about it saying that doesn't add up. That doesn't add up. You would think with a country that does that to their people and does that crazy things to those people, if there's 2 people infected, you're telling me they wouldn't just kill those 2 people to stop the infection?
Oh, they were definitely, those people, would definitely kill. But
why
want to look like the good guys, okay? Or like their immune systems are better because they're better people or whatever.
Why would they try and act like good people if we know they do bad things?
Boy, here's the thing. They want to propaganda.
They want
to look like the better person.
Why is everybody looking back into the lab now? Why is it now probable that someone actually proposed that it actually came from the lab, and now everyone is saying it came from the lab when before everyone said it didn't? Why is that? Remember, why is that a thing?
Remember before, like they had no people infected in China. Zero.
Because they were lying about their numbers. Why wouldn't they be lying now?
Well, they're lying now too.
Exactly.
Idiots. What do you want to say? They're idiots. They think they can fucking say something, and like we're just gonna blindly believe them. But like before, like are you fucking retarded? Are you okay? Like we're gonna just blindly say, oh, you got no cases over there? Okay, you can't be guilty of this shit because you got no cases. Are you fucked?
So then why is there a whole...
How is it the fucking rest of the world is fucking got COVID cases, but China's got zero?
But that's what I'm saying. Even with that common sense, why are there people still saying that's a lie? What is that? Why can't we get over the giant hump where people want to talk about like that's a racist thing? No, it's not. It's not. It's right in front of your fucking face.
Because...
This is what I'm talking about. I'm like, you see what I've been dealing with? You see what I've been dealing with?
You know what? It was right on the heels of what was it? It was recently where there was a bunch of anti-Asian protests or something like that happening in Toronto and I guess other places like New York and shit like that, where a lot of Asian actors were and just people in general were trying to be on the forefront of stopping anti-Asian racism.
Yeah.
Okay. No, I get that.
Well, let me tell you something.
But the thing is, racism is bad regardless.
Yeah, it is.
But people will tie something like that we were just talking about into anti-Asian sentiment. But that's not the case.
I know it's not the case. And it sucks that it got pushed into that. But here's something. I was on the FOIA website that I've talked about before. There's countless articles going back before when September, which everyone says that's when it came out from the lab, talking about the lab is the issue. And now the main article right now that everyone, New York Post, Washington Post, every major place, the only person that hasn't said anything is Biden. And I don't care for Biden. I don't care for Trump either. But he is the only one that hasn't acknowledged this yet, but every single news station, Fox, CNN, all these places are talking about this now because you kind of can't ignore it. You can't hide it. Investigation reportedly proves COVID leaked from Wuhan lab. The controversial Wuhan lab sometime before September 12, 2019, with China's Communist Party keeping the deadly virus under wraps and the greatest cover-up of all time. You were racist for even assuming that, and it was blocking what was the possible truth. That's what I'm saying is you got to look at the hardcore facts here, and it's people thinking with emotion and thought. And I don't want anybody to be racist. Nobody's saying that you're racist for saying that's a thing, but you can't deny when it's right in front of your face because you don't want to be labeled into a category as something like that. That's why we have to be careful about the things that we say. You can't say that someone's a racist just because they don't like a certain flavor of ice cream. And I'm not talking about ice cream as a metaphor for skin color. I'm talking about if someone says, man, I hate Baskin Robbins, well, then you're a racist. That's what the internet is. The internet has dumbed down words to a point where you can say something as horrible as that and it doesn't have any impact in it anymore.
Dude, we've been saying this from like conversation that's right, one. Bitch.
Wow. I hate that fucking word.
I know. So conversation one, we've been talking about this cancel culture, going right back to that shit. Okay.
It starts back with the comics though. When you start looking and labeling things as this, and then the goalpost always keeps moving. It never just stops. It keeps on going. And I get it. It's riddled with great intent to make sure that nobody ever feels like they're secluded from anything. But
I get it.
Then we get into the situation where you have more people fighting than we've ever had. I don't see the benefit in everything that they're saying is helping out the world. We're just seeing a lot more violence than ever. More people are more divided than anything. There's literally a base in Russia called a Russia troll farm where people get paid and hired to make fake accounts online and literally cause up animosity in between people in the States and in Canada and in the UK.
That doesn't surprise me whatsoever.
So if that's not surprising, then why is all this shit when it comes to these weird ideas people label as conspiracy? Why are they like that?
People don't think about things. They don't think outside the box, buddy. They don't think out of the blank. Okay.
I hope that's not all political thinking. I hope it just means just not siding with a certain viewpoint until you get all the facts.
No, it's just people. I don't know. That's why I stay out of things. I try and stay out of the news, try and stay out. Just I keep my head into cartoons. And that's it, because the more I think about it, the more I get frustrated and I can't vocalize myself properly because then I just blurt out like, you know,
kind of like I just did
fury. And that's it. I'm like, I can't think
kind of like I just did.
Everything's all wrong. But see, you're able to vocalize. I cannot.
Sometimes I can. A lot of times people go like, that's insane thinking. I'm like, I know. I just think it's like, I like it's like all, because you got to look at what would you do? And a lot of people, especially like for me, when I look at like people that have ego issues or people that are egomaniacs or people that want money and don't care about other people, if I was in that position, I would do the exact same thing. But I try the hardest to make sure I don't do the same exact thing. I'm a better person than the person that wants to take the easy road. And the easy road somehow in this corrupt system that we're in the world has been running off of just taking care of yourself. That's the easiest thing to do. It's very, very, and a lot harder to take care of somebody else or worry about someone else. And not in the aspect of telling someone they need to get a shot, in the aspect of just making sure that people can get food. Real battles and real world or wars when it comes to child slavery in other countries over a company like Nestle that just gets off of it because they have enough money to pay off the court systems.
What was the question?
There was no question.
Okay. It was more like a statement. I thought there was a question by them.
Well, Nestle was sued $2.5 million that they just paid off when they were getting all these child slavery or child labor acts that were going on to them. Nobody gave a shit because they had enough money to pay off the court. Supreme Court was like, okay, you're good to go. It's like, but we know you do horrible conditions for people like this, but nobody wants to fight those.
Like Nike too, no? Did they have...
No, Nike got banned in China because they asked how much the people that were making their shoes were getting paid, and China called us racist.
How is that? What?
That's what I'm saying. It's like this movement that was supposed to be a good thing ended up being used as a weapon against us.
So Nike did an internal search on what people are being paid to produce their goods, and Nike got called racist?
Yeah, because they were saying that you were assuming that they were not paid a fair wage, which they just said you're racist. But it's like you're not giving us the facts.
Oh, so they sideline the issue.
The biggest thing is
calling us racist or calling Nike racist.
The biggest example I can give you is when John Cena apologized to Mandarin for recognizing Taiwan as a country.
John Cena, who do you apologize to? I'm sorry.
He apologized to China for acknowledging Taiwan as a country because. During his Fast 9 release of his movie. Where have you been, dude? This is old shit.
Dude, I go to a construction site. I come home. I eat dinner. I watch maybe about a half an hour of cartoons. And then I go to bed, where then I continue to watch chiropractic videos for ASMR value.
Those chiropractic videos are good. Those chiropractors, they scare the shit out of me. When they get fantastic. It around, when they get that rope around the neck and they pull up and you see the whole neck.
You watch that too?
That scares the shit out of me.
Dr. Gregory Johnson?
No, I just see random videos on like Facebook or something.
Dr. Gregory Johnson, he has a new video every single day. It's fantastic. He does the ring dinger. I'm just like mesmerized. I don't know, man. I don't know if it works or not, but you know what? It seems like a lot of people like it.
Don't you get scared that it's going to end up like you're going to be like that people or that person in that mesothelioma commercial where it's like, do you have a painfully twisted neck like this and her whole neck's like twisted sideways?
Mm-hmm.
It's like someone.
Well, that's the result of that.
I would hate that to happen to me.
Oh, no.
My biggest fear when I went to the chiropractor for the first time. Is when he cracked my back, I started moving my fingers and toes. He's like, you good? I'm like, yeah, I'm just making sure I don't have to breathe in through a whistle to move for the rest of my fucking life.
What do you say?
He just started laughing. He's like, no, you'll be all right.
It's true.
I think it's a scam. Though. It's a scam.
You got what? Chiropractic?
Yeah.
It's another snake.
It's just like
thing?
Cracking your knuckles and you feel relieved. They just crack your legs because after you crack your knuckles once and you keep doing it, you always go to that. And it feels weird if you never crack your knuckles. Like if you just stop doing it for like a month, it's like drinking caffeine. You get addicted to it. And then when you cut it off, you're going through withdrawal symptoms. When I went to the chiropractor, I felt good for the rest of the day. But then the next day and then like a week later, I started feeling more back pain. And it's like a scam to keep getting you in because they crack that air pocket.
You get that relief.
And you get that relief. And then everything starts building back up to it. And you don't realize it's like, when you work all week and then you finally take a day to relax, you sleep all day.
Uh-huh.
You're like, I didn't realize how tired I was. It's because your body has a second to adjust and realize that you've been going through a lot. And now it has a time to relax and rejuvenate.
The funny thing that you mentioned that, okay, my buddy, he's a physiotherapist. And I remember him telling me like way back in the day, this is just when he's going through his master's for physiotherapy. That massage therapy and chiropractic is more like a band-aid solution.
Temporary fix.
Temporary, like you said, temporary fix. If you want anything long lasting, you have to put the work in yourself.
Yeah. Probably the reason I need to
get... Where he comes into play is that he teaches people these techniques and different exercises and stuff like that. Like, he gets them on the road to doing them, and then they have to follow through themselves on a daily basis. Like, okay, this is the exercises you have to do to focus on these muscles and to get the result that you want, you know? So
it's a you use it or you lose it type thing.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and it's true. When you work out, you know, obviously, you feel a lot better than when you don't. That's just getting daily exercise is a good thing. You know,
it's like if you take enough time off of doing electric work, eventually you're going to come back to the job after like maybe a year of not doing it, and you're going to be rusty as hell.
Holy shit, that actually happened to me. Like, I feel...
Did you die?
I was doing renovations for 3 years, and then going back to electrical, it...
got somebody pregnant.
No, you feel unsure of your abilities. How about that? And so but it takes you about, you know, a few days to hop right back into it, but then you start buzzing along and it comes right back like muscle memory.
It's kind of like the guy on Tosh.0. He lives the life of a Jedi. He adopted the Jedi from Star Wars. He adopted the mentality and the motto of like a Jedi. So he walks around wearing a Jedi cloak and a lightsaber, lives out of his truck. And he just goes around like holding the door open for people, picking up cigarettes off the ground and trash, and just kind of like living.
Oh, that's
this
nice.
Yeah, but it's I mean,
that's being a good person.
Yeah, but I mean, minus all the Jedi clothing and shit, which is not bad clothing to wear. It's just not
cares.
The public sees that as weird.
But he's doing good things.
Exactly. That's the thing, is like the motto of just doing good things. It's not bad. Because what I'm saying is like, he doesn't know how to go back into a real job again. He only knows how to do this type of like minimalist type thinking where he just like lives in a car. I just pays for gas and all that type of car. I don't think he pays car insurance, but he just lives out of it. It's like same thing with the homeless people. They've adjusted.
Is it working for him?
I mean, I guess he's doing all right. He's still alive.
If he's still alive and it's working for him, then, and he's not doing anything harmful to people, then who gives a shit?
That's what I'm saying. It's like with homeless people, they adjust to living outside, losing all that rent bills and stuff like that, and living a minimalist lifestyle. Why are we to judge if they do drugs on the street just because we don't like the way that it looks?
No, because it becomes a leech on the system. Because then when they have to like...
What system is affecting you? You can
the medical system.
You can get more jobs.
They become another patient in the system where they're taking up time from a doctor seeing somebody who's not dependent on heroin.
First of all, overdosing. Now you have more options to do whatever you want. You could be an actor, because that actor that was going to be that actor is now doing heroin on the side of the road.
Okay, that too.
Now you have more jobs available, because now all the people don't want to work. They want to go do drugs on the side of the street. It's weird, because I watched they had an Oregon like video of like, this is my town of Oregon. There's like cars on fire and shit. There's people doing drugs all over the place. But whenever you see like homeless people on the side of the road, they're like, their tents are right beside each other. They're sitting and eating and having fun and joking around and like talking and stuff like that. I'm like, it builds up like a community relationship when you can like truly do heroin
have a community
together. Yeah,
that's for sure.
But people that do heroin horrible. Together stay together.
Oh my God. It's fucking horrible. It is just, it's not good to see, and it's not good for this. I don't know. It's not good for the system. That's my personal opinion. I don't know. Man, whatever. Let's get off this topic, please.
That's a good system. What system are we talking about?
We're talking about, never mind. Let's get on to another topic, Robbie.
What topic?
I don't care. Something else.
I saw a Tosh.0 video where a woman got hit by a train.
And what happened to her?
She was driving and the train sign was down. The train was going. She ran right into the train.
She ran into the train and train ran.
She ran right into the train. She was going too fast and couldn't stop. She was running from the cops and ran right into the train. She was alive,
fantastic,
though.
Fantastic. Was the train running?
Yes, it was going. She hit like the side of it as it was going. So it didn't like hit her like straight off to the side.
Oh, so it didn't hit her. Like
she ran into the fucking train, like I said.
This is her like this.
Like if you run into a wall with your car, that's what happened with her.
Did she do like a 360?
She did like a spin.
720?
But she just rolled back.
What? She just rolled back?
So when you hit a wall with your car rolls back as it hits the wall. That's what happened when she hit the train. She crushed the whole front end of her car and just rolled back.
What happened to the train?
The train kept going. It was like if a fly hit you in the head, it just doesn't do anything to you. It's annoying, but I didn't even hear the train whistle. I just saw the car hit.
I got to watch more of this Tosh.0 shit.
Tosh.0 is great. He did all the Olympics in one, I think, in the fastest time ever. So he set up every single event, the javelin, all the cycling, the swimming, the paddling, all these things. And he did it all like on one football field. They were all set up for him. And he spent like 5 seconds at each one.
And what happened to there?
He's like, he goes, good. Now enjoyed his name. Well, at the ending, he said, good. Now the Olympics are over. Now we can go back to watching football. Dude, so my favorite comedian, there was like Snopes, the New York Post, Washington Post, World Star Hip Hop, all these people retweeted his video because he put up a video where he voiced over the beginning of the Tokyo Olympics. His name's Tim Dillon. He voiced over it and he goes, now stepping into the stadium are all the competitors. Look how happy they are getting ready for the Tokyo Olympics. And he goes, oh, we're going to take a quick commercial. And he goes, is the mic off? And it's still recording. He goes, is the mic off? Okay, great. Let's get the fuck out of here. And he's like, just like talking about, he goes, look at all these pieces of shit. And he's just like, he's narrating, but it's like showing the video and he's commentating on it. And then everyone retweeted it saying NBC anchor got fired from their position of and all these places, all these major news corporations like the New York Post, everything retweeted it and like made an article about it. Then they found out it was the comedian voicing it over and they had a prince of attraction because he showed like the two Korean or the two ambassadors or the leaders of like that area over there. And he was like going to chop these people up and make them into sushi. And like he was saying the most offensive shit and they all retweeted it and they said, sorry for the retraction. That turned out to be a failed stand-up comedian that happened to voice over a video. And he retweeted, he goes, failed stand-up comedian, yet he's one of the popular ones out there. They were so pissed because they don't print retractions. Dude, asking a newspaper place to print a retraction is like the worst possible thing you can ever do.
Yeah, because like that's what they're supposed to do is find facts.
Well, your credibility goes down the shitter.
Oh, yeah, no kidding. Big time. That's great. So he trolled them all, eh?
He made a literally like, and if you listen to him or you know him, you can tell that that's like his voice 100%.
So did he mean to troll them?
Well, he made a fake video as a joke. And then they all retweeted it.
They're just idiots because they didn't look into it.
Well, that's the thing. It's now like news articles. It ends up being like Nightcrawler. They're just trying to find as much as they possibly can to make sure people they can get views. It's all about the clicks, man. And to them, even printing in a retraction, they still got more clicks from that. It's all about clicks, dude. Whenever you get website visits, it's all about clicks.
Yeah, yeah.
We don't even talk about your website, the cartel thing.
Oh, who gives a shit? It's
You're selling porn on there.
No, I'm not.
You're selling erotic art.
Erotic, not porn.
Do you get a lot of commissions for more erotic stuff than you do for the normal stuff?
No, I don't. You know why?
Why?
Pornhub.
God damn it.
It's free.
Who watches fucking porn? I don't watch porn.
Okay. Thoroughly watch porn? No.
I don't watch videos.
For the 2 or 3 minutes that you need it for? Yes.
I'd look at a picture of Jennifer Aniston, but after what she came out and said to the public, I don't really want to.
Okay, what happened to America's sweetheart?
She said that it's your job as a human to get the vaccine, and she was like shaming people that don't have it. And I'm like, I am going to move you down on my list, Jennifer Aniston. Wow. I don't like people shaming. Like someone put up, said Jesus would have got the vaccine. I was like, what the fuck? What are we talking about here? What does the world come to?
So you didn't get the vaccine?
No.
Yeah,
look, I put it up. There's that new Delta variant thing. I just put up the Rocky quote where he says, if he dies, he dies. If I get it and I die, I'm okay with that. I've done everything I've accomplished at 23.
You do you, bro.
That's what I'm saying. Look, thank you.
As long as it doesn't spread, you know, just wear the mask. Don't spread it. We're all good.
You but spread it the same as if you had the vaccine as well, too.
You know what?
Apparently, it just lessens your symptoms.
People with the vaccine are getting the Delta variant.
Yes.
So it doesn't matter.
The only thing the vaccine does is if you get infected, it lessens your symptoms. I'm not anti-vax, but I don't want to get it. So I shouldn't have to get it.
You don't want to get it. That's fine.
But if they tell me, hey, maybe you shouldn't get the vaccine, I'm going to be like, fuck you. I'm going to get the vaccine. I'm that type of guy. I fucking hate somebody telling me what to do.
Oh, Robbie.
I'm a piece of shit. I know. Bro. I'm a piece of shit.
Shift that thinking. You're a detractor.
I'm a person that wants to go against what someone tells me to. Don't you dare talk down to me.
Yeah, yeah.
If someone told me, you can't jump off that bridge, I'm like, fuck you. I'm going to jump off that bridge.
Just use a bungee cord, okay?
No. I'm a man. I'm going to go without a bungee cord.
Oh.
No parachute either.
You know what? In a flaming Ferrari, that's a way to go.
Okay, flaming means something different today. What do you mean by flaming?
Why today does it mean like different? I mean, flaming as in flames, as in like it's engulfed in fire.
Okay.
Okay.
Are you sure? Is that your final answer?
That's my final answer.
Show me flames. Turn on the board. Check the board.
That's how I would want to go out.
Is that how you want to die in a flaming Ferrari?
That would be awesome.
Imagine
driving a Ferrari.
If you get to the afterlife, if you get to the afterlife and the Grim Reaper is waiting in your favorite car and you get to drive into your final destination. Would you like that?
Yeah.
I'd be playing Johnny Cash Back in Black in a 1978 Chevy Impala as I slowly ride into the gates of hell.
That would be so cool. Well, not the hell part, but yeah. But the Impala would be awesome.
Maybe you get to heaven and it was the opposite. Like heaven is hell and hell is heaven.
Ooh. You're asking the real questions now.
Ooh.
Not we're getting into like debates that we don't even know about. So I'm not going to go in that.
Who knows? Because Who knows? Nobody knows.
In the afterlife, if there's an afterlife.
There is.
There is?
No.
How do you know?
I don't.
Exactly.
I'm not hopeful of it either. I think you're just gone.
Yeah. See, that goes back to the original topic of debate of today is keeping your expectations low. You keep them low, you can't be disappointed.
Is that why you like me so much?
I love you, buddy.
I love you too. Where can people find Mr. Adam Coyle?
On Instagram at Adam's Drawing Board. And just love the schlock that I put out.
The schlock?
Yeah.
The hell is that?
Like, you know, poo-poo stuff.
Poo-poo?
Things.
Poo-poo?
Things that come out of me.
Okay. Thanks for turning my show into a dirty one. Is there anything you would like to promote more?
No.
Okay.
I want to promote Out of the Blank.
No.
Robbie.
No.
Buy his shirts. No, this is something you guys have to do. You have to buy his shirts. You know why you have to buy his shirts?
Don't stop. I'm not going to. No.
Why?
Thank you for listening to this episode of Out of the Blank Podcast. Stay tuned for another episode coming up soon.